Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I'm wiping everything down, Mike. I'm wiping down seats. I'm wiping. I got the mask
terrifying.
On. Oh, yeah.
Terrifying.
I'm wearing a condom on the plane. I'm just, I don't trust anybody. There's a woman behind me just coughing.
Oh,
yeah, exactly.
And so
all the heads
off.
Are turning around. And we're all, everyone's looking. I felt so bad. We all felt bad for her, but, you know, she had to die. So we
were in some sort of club. And it was almost Annapolis-like, where we went down into a club. It was weird.
That is a weird dream. That is a weird dream.
Well, I'm on antibiotics, so I mean, who knows? That's it. You know, that's,
Mike texted me. He says, I missed
your call. I said, see, I missed a call from you yesterday. Sorry. He says this morning, all good. I'm a feeling like I've been thrown in a dumpster.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
From the shot, of course. It will be funny to describe. I said, Carla, too. Fever broke last night, but she's still sleeping at Oscar Eights. Just, this is how I know he's back. Yeah. Sleeping isn't going to pay the bills. There you go.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show. With Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. We're enjoying our second decade of the show that has become a daily routine for thousands of listeners in great places like Old Orchard Beach, Maine, Lavernia, Texas, Molulla, Oregon, Wheaton, Maryland, Rolling Hills, California.
Woo!
What?
Wheaton!
Wheaton represent.
Woo-hoo!
Whatever. Rolling Hills, California, and Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. That's just some of the places. We appreciate you sending these to Rob every week so that we can spotlight the places that, you know, even if you don't have a house there, if you're driving through.
You see the sign. You know,
like, oh, there's Wheaton.
That's what
Let's
we do. Hey,
go faster.
We can't waste any time here because we have a very special guest on the show today. Adam Ferrara is with this show today, and Adam is joining us from, I'm going to guess... Just I like the backdrop. I'm going to guess either Los Angeles or New York. Just
no,
because
I'm Sesame Street.
Sesame Street. You're on Sesame Street. You look good, Adam. It's great.
Great.
I you know, we now do so many of these Zoom interviews that it's fun to see people and not just talk on the telephone. And you, my friend, I'm so jealous of you. You not only you get to play a cop on TV, but then you get to have the job where you know all you do is go out and drive amazing automobiles and then wreck a Cadillac and have that and then you get to work with all these wonderful, and now you know what the hell are you doing a podcast for too? I mean, all right, I'm trying to feed my effing family here, Adam, and there and you know what, and now you've got a podcast as well. I don't all you funnier people than me with podcasts, and it's named 30 minutes. What, 30 minutes you won't get back, is that what it's called?
First of all, Mike, good to see you again. If you're jealous of me, I suggest you raise your goals. And why am I doing a podcast? Oh, I'm sorry. My mortgage is free, O'Mara. You're absolutely right. How dare I have a family and bills? It's magical. Oh, wait a minute. He's on TV. There's no problems for him. He's in the little box.
Yeah, the magic box, the little TV box that disc jockeys all over
magic
America.
Green. Yeah. Oh, God. What does he do? Oh, he craps gold. He's fine. He's all right. Don't worry about it.
I know. It's I've always found that like to be like restaurant owners where people said, man, look at that crowded restaurant. That guy must be killing it. And, unless you're in the restaurant business, you don't know. Let me make it up to you, Adam, by giving you your first plug. Adam would not be here unless he was plugging something. He's going to be at the Arlington Cinema and Draft House April 30th and May 1st. And that's the big story, having you on, because when I see this, I finally say to myself, my God, we may be creeping towards normalcy may be able to, to go out and see a great comedian perform with other people. How long, when did you start getting back out there? Is this brand new? I don't know anything about, you know, what the performer's end is. Have you just started doing this again?
No, I've been out. I got, so this thing hit March last year. I was at Chicago Improv, and they went, all right, go home. So we went home, and you know, you didn't know how long it was going to last, and then it got really bad. Right. So I got a call to go to, actually in April, I got a call to go to Florida, because apparently Florida is just like, we don't care.
That's where Mike is, yeah.
Where I'm talking, I'm speaking to you from Florida. They do not care if you die down here at all.
They just don't care. Look, we got enough people and there's more coming. Yeah. So
we have your money. We have your money. Come on out.
Yeah. We have your money. We have your grandparents. Go ahead. I dare you. You know? So I get to my magic calls. This is like April. It's like just at the height when it's hitting, right? And I get a call to go do this outdoor gig in Florida. And I went, no, I'm not going with you out of your mind. You're not watching the news. Then they called back. And Mike, apparently, I have a price.
Nice.
Amen.
Nice.
That's what it's all about.
I'll be honest with you, boys. I wish there was another comma in it. Apparently, there's not. So I said, I'm not going. My manager said, they'll give you this much. I went, all right, I'll be there. So It was easy. What I was pleased about was I was worried about the air travel, but that turned out to be the easiest thing because I actually called the airlines and got somebody on the phone. I was like, hey, what time's the flight? And they're like,
Sam, man, what time can you be here? We got planes and we ain't doing it. Can you bring us beer? We're not doing anything.
So I got there, right? And they give you the thing. I'm wiping everything down, Mike. I'm wiping down seats. I got the mask on. Oh, yeah, I'm wearing a condom on the plane. I don't trust anybody. I'm sitting there. They don't sell the middle seat. There's a woman behind me just coughing.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And so all the heads are turning around. And everyone's looking. I felt so bad. We all felt bad for her. But, you know, she had to die. So we...
I would hate that so much.
Oh yeah, I felt because she's like that's the thing. Now you cough on a plane, you know, you could light yourself on fire. No one will turn around. You cough on a plane, they're gonna come at you like villages in a Frankenstein movie. They just turned on this woman.
Yeah, so absolutely. It's that time. It's that what we're going through right now. Yeah. You cough anywhere and you notice it now.
Yeah. So I put the little air thing on, right, and I'm trying to point it at the lady. You know, just
keep the germs away
to combat it.
It's not moving quick enough. So I start, you know, I start doing this and I don't want to embarrass the lady because she, but I'm like this. I'm like, you know, I'm trying to cover it. Like I'm about to have one of my spells. You know, I'm just trying to get rid of it. She's coughing and coughing. And so my wife read an article that if your throat is moist, the germs can't get you. Mm. It didn't sound right to me either, boys.
Yeah, I'm sitting there processing that and going, what the hell is that? I have no idea.
She's reading all kinds of articles and she's like, you know, did you, and plus that's a conversation you don't want to get caught in. You know, did you know that? Yes. Oh, where did you read it? Did you know that? No. Either way, I'm in a conversation I don't want to be in. At the end of it, I got to buy cough drops. So let's just pick this up. I'll buy the cough drops. Whatever you say is fine. And we'll move on. Right. So I bought the cough drops. While I get to the airport, and I bought Ricola, because just in case it is true, I think the germs can hear the horn. Yeah.
You can do your Jerry Lewis impression, too, with the lozenge. Like Jerry always had the lozenge when he was, you know, behind. God rest his soul.
Yeah. So I bought cough. So I have the cough drops. I turn around to the coughing lady. I said, "Excuse me, I think you know you might need these." And she reaches in the bag with her germ paw. She's just you know what? Just take them all, lady. She's like, "Really? Yes, it's a long flight, and please shove them all in your mouth. You carry a monkey." Right? So she takes the cough drops. Right now, I'm hearing this. Like she's plunging a sink behind me. I'm like, this woman has no oral awareness at all. I'm trying to sleep. I got the mask over my mouth. I got my baseball hat over my head. Right, and now the drinks come out. She's chewing ice, and I'm hearing. I'm dreaming about Nazis marching into France.
Nazis marching into France, ladies and gentlemen.
That's what's going through my head. So I get to the gig and I do the gig. And it was an outdoor gig. And, you know, everyone was very, you know, respectful. I got in the car. I came home. So I did that gig. And then I didn't do, then I did a drive-in. I did the drive-in gig.
What time of year was the, what time of year was the Florida gig? When did you do that again?
It was right April. It was like a month after, maybe a month and a half after. It was the height of Florida.
Amazing.
And they didn't care.
Well, yeah, it was safe though, because the president said we were going to be okay by Easter. So you had, you were going to be okay in April, I think.
A year.
Yeah. It's fine. Right. Right.
The driving gigs were successful though, weren't they? Some of these driving gigs I heard went
pretty well. You know what? I connected with the people. I did one in San Diego for the Boys and Girls Club, right? So I went down there. I was on this big screen. First of all, my mole looked like a manhole cover. I was just on the big I was on stage. I turned around. I saw myself. I'm like, oh, I got to get that checked. Oh my God.
Look at that thing. Can I see that? Can you turn to your left a little bit so I can get a look at that? It's a beauty mark.
It is.
It's just a beauty.
It's like Marilyn Monroe.
It's wonderful.
Yeah, that's me. I'm Marilyn Monroe.
You look good, though. You look good. You look thin. You look like you're in good shape. You've been working out during the pandemic.
This is the first of all. I discovered things because I've been home so much. There's a fat, naked man that lives in my mirror.
I can relate to that.
This son of a bitch looks just like me, and he's getting bigger. You know, I know when I'm gaining weight. My fat cheek mutes my iPhone.
Oh, no. Oh,
that's so true.
Yeah, I've seen it happen.
This is irony. I was ordering a pizza. That's how bad it was. Little pizza joint in my head. They know it's me, right? So they get extra care of me, right? So they give me extra. I said, no. Tell Rocco it's for me. I want the pepperoni and the soot. Hello, son of I'm fat. You guys got ice cream? I don't feel good about myself. My fat cheek hit the Grubhub app the other day, and a bucket of chicken just magically showed up at my house.
That's progress right there.
Well, you look good. At least the camera I'm looking at, you look fine.
Yes.
I'm fat. Rob's fat. You're not fat. Oscar's not fat. That's the reality
I looked a lot skinnier last time we saw Adam. I was looking at least 25 less.
Well, it's just I can't tell you though how cool it is to think that. Let me give the. I want to make sure that I let everybody know what's going on here, because his comedy album Adam Ferrara Scary in Here is available everywhere. Also, go to Arlington Cinema and Draft House, and then you're going down to Richmond. Rob, did you ever go to that club, the Sandman?
I think
comedy
it's
Richmond?
New club, isn't it, Adam?
Right. Yeah, it's only a couple weeks old. They called me and said, you want to come down? And my wife went, yes, he does. So, okay. So I'm going. It's in Richmond. It's called Sandman Comedy Club, May, I think, 6th through 8th.
Yeah, 6th, 7th, and 8th. Yeah.
And, you know, I was watching some clips of your show, and one of the shows you closed with, I'm glad you mentioned your wife, because one of the coolest things I ever saw anybody do, it's comedy. It's stand-up comedy. You do shtick about marriage. You do, you know, it's what's happening with your life. But you said some very nice things about how you outkicked your coverage as far as your bride was concerned. You said that in front of eyes, which I thought was just really, really cool about that. So I wanted to ask, it was, since you referenced your wife before, everything's good on that front? Because usually when I see that from an older clip, I'm like, well, how are you? Well, we got divorced 2 weeks
ago. How are we now?
That was the way it is.
Now you're beautiful. Mike, my wife is stunning, and I talk about it because it's the truth. And I know she loves me because there's no money. I mean, it's money, Mike, but there's no I love you in spite of you money. You know, there's no you know, there's no Scott Rudin money. He's fat and abusive.
Ma, I love him.
She loves you for you.
Yes.
Ma. Are you comfortable with him? Yes, we sleep on the checkbook. It's very comfortable. I love him.
My wife is doing great.
That's good.
She's on the podcast with me, and that's one of the things, you know, but I'm driving her insane because I'm here. You know, and I'm just, she runs the house. Look, Mike, she runs the house. Fellas, she's in, I don't want to run the house. But when you notice stuff, when you're home, I'll say, just trying to be helpful. Like, honey, why don't you do it this? I said, you know what? You're so busy. I'm going to tell myself to go to hell. It's one less thing you have to do.
Good. Stay out of the way.
It should be. You've learned it. Were you married before, or is this your first marriage?
No, this is the first time. I lived with a girl for like 7 years. Apparently, I'm a serial monogamist. So we lived together for like 7 years. And then, you know, that relationship ended. I met my wife. We got married, and that was it. I saw her, she's pretty. Then everything went black. Next thing I know, here we are.
But she's lovely. And I think that you seem very, very happy about that. But still waiting till, you know, I mean, you were a grown up. You were how old when you got married?
Oh, God. I was in my 30s when I got married. I was on the road most of the time, you know, so because I started doing stand up when I got out of college. I told my parents, well, we've done one of your things. So then I went on the road and I met my wife and the rest is history. And, you know, I learned the difference between have to and want to. You know, when I met her, I mean, you guys are going to Google her after and you're going to think, you know,
she's gorgeous. She's beautiful. She really is. And
I better lock this up before this kid changes her mind. Yeah. I love good. Get in the car. That was it.
You know, speaking of cars with your run on Top Gear USA, which was a lot of people ask you about that because, you know, it was a wildly popular program that you were on when you were hosting Top Gear. And you, at least from the episodes I watched, you always seem to be not only the point guy, because you were the pro, you were the broadcaster, you were the guy that was the comedian, you knew how to do that, but you also were the sacrificial lamb for Adam's going to drive the, I mean, I think I'm right about this. Adam's going to drive the car through the tunnel. Adam's going to get in the Cadillac and go on the dirt track, which was, you got out of that car. When you did, there's an episode of Top Gear that I want to tell our listeners about that Adam gets done. His three buddies that he did the show with were running a track to kind of celebrate moonshine running and stuff like that. Was that the episode? And yeah. Adam's the last one to go. And Adam does this dirt track. One guy has a Camaro or a tiny little car. Adam has a Coupe de Ville.
Oh no!
That he runs this track, and he got out of this car. He did a lot of dangerous crap during this show. You got out of that Coupe de Ville, and you look like you had been almost destroyed by this automobile. That was amazing. You know, that was amazing.
The ground, Mike. It was amazing. So we're going tracing moonshine. Sometimes they would go through the woods to outrun the cops that were chasing them, right? So I had a 76 Coupe de Ville because, listen to me.
Great car. You know?
Yeah. Great car. So this thing's 5,000 pounds. It's on Spalding bald tires, right? It's got one gear left, right? So I'm driving this thing, and I know if I stopped, I'm never going to start again. So I had to go through the whole obstacle course. There was a water hazard, and coming out of the water, there was this big hill. I almost rolled it sideways. And then there was this ramp because it was a dirt bike track. So, okay. So I come out of the water and I'm in first gear and I just punched it because I needed the momentum to get through the water. I went up the track. I went up the big ramp and I'm in the air for a long time.
Oh my God. And this is a heavy vehicle right here. It's amazing.
5,000 pounds. And there's all kinds of violence and stuff going on. As soon as I hit the air, it got real quiet. And I remember just heard like, so I'm in the air like this, and we'd shot in North Carolina. So all I heard was, and deep in the woods, I heard, yeah! I hit the ground. It was boom. The front of the car came up. It looked like a banana. It was a yellow Caddy, and it looked like a banana because the whole front clip was up. I couldn't get out of the door because it pinched the door closed. I had to come out of the window. Luckily, that was broken, so I could just crawl out the window, and everything was just smashed.
It was so – that show –
I've seen that episode. It's fantastic.
You were always the guy that did that. What is the fastest – well, I'll ask you this question. The fastest you ever have gone behind the wheel of an automobile, it was probably because of the show. But what is the – I know you Lamborghini was one, and we'll move on from the Top Gear, but I just have to ask these questions.
First fastest I ever went is 188 in an F12 Berlinetta in a Ferrari. And it was a 212 mile an hour car, and I've never gone 200, but I wanted to. So, but here's the thing. It's not just like you're doing a straight speed run. I'm talking to the camera. You know, you're still working.
Oh, wow.
So I'm doing like a buck 80. I'm talking to the camera. I'm in the Ferrari. And this is a stunning car.
Is that the one that was bouncing? Is that when you were bouncing in the tunnel?
No, that was the one. The tunnel was a Viper, Dodge Viper. Mm-hmm. That was 147 in the tunnel.
All right.
Mm-hmm. But no, the Ferrari was just, and the Ferrari just, cause like, it was looking at me like, take him away. He bores me. Just this thing.
So much fun though.
Oh God, I hit 187. I'm talking to the camera and my butt sensed the speed wobble. You know,
ooh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. At like 140, that's when the car starts getting light, and you'll feel it. It'll come up a little bit. You feel the air underneath. That's where all the aero comes in. So around a buck 88, it's like I felt a little speed wobble, and I went ah, and I hit a brake cone. We usually set a brake cone up, which is like we have to start braking because you're going to run out of road to come to bring the car to a stop. So I lifted at 188, but that's the fastest I've ever gone. I did 180 in a Supergera. I did 180 in a Lamborghini. That was on a runway. Which is cool because it's smooth and everything. Right. But you still
Lamborghini. Talking to the camera. What's the bet in your opinion? What's the you know, as far is it still as far as a you know for a rich guy that could buy anything? Would the Lamborghini be the gold standard as far as like a car that you can go into a dealership and buy?
It depends what you like. You know, a Lamborghini is like it's well, they're made by Audi now, so they work, which is fun. But the thing about the Lamborghini is it's like the loud, fun, drunk uncle at the wedding. You know, he's in a yellow suit, he's kissing a bride right on the mouth. You know, that's the guy. The Lamborghini just shows up, makes an entrance. Ferrari is just stunning. I mean, a Ferrari is just really it's a great, and Aston's a great car. You know, there's a bunch of Mercedes that I like.
What are your thoughts on the Subaru Forester?
The lovely car. I broke 45 this morning.
I owned a Subaru Forester for a while.
You guys don't even look like lesbians.
That's a Maine car. That's the Maine car. Yeah, that is that's the state car of Maine. When you see that Forester or any Subaru. That is, they go up to Maine sometime and see how many Subarus you see. Have you ever spent any time in the great state of Maine, Adam Ferrara?
Have I been in Maine? I don't know if I've been up in Maine. You know who's from Maine that I did a movie with was Andrea Martin. I thought she was from Canada because of
me too, because of SCTV, right?
TV, yeah, but she was born in Maine.
I know you had her on the podcast. How great was that? I mean, because that's someone.
It was great. Yeah, we did a movie together. She did the podcast for me and. This was a great story. So I start doing it. And because everyone's home, you know, you could do this. We could Zoom and stuff. So I was asking her, I said, she said, I wasn't going to take this movie. I'll tell a story. She goes, I wasn't going to take this movie that we did together. My friend said, you were funny and I'm working with you. You should do it. I said, oh, that's so sweet. Who's your friend? They said, Nathan Lane. I fell off the chair.
Wow.
I fell
one of the funniest human beings on the planet, a guy that's been on your podcast.
And that's the story. So while I'm doing it, I said, do you think Nathan, you know, I was so timid because I'm just a huge fan. She goes, email him. So I emailed him. He emailed me right back. He's like, I thought you'd never ask. And he did it.
He was so sweet
and so nice. And I got to talk. I was so nervous. I got to talk to him because, you know, it's like it's. What he has a place in my head, and he has no idea he has that place in my head, you know?
Yeah.
So I got to fight through the fanboy to talk to him. But that's been the great thing about doing this show, Mike, is I got to talk to these people that I didn't think would want to do it. And sure, they'll do it. Like Leno did one for me, Kevin James, Edie Falco did one for me, Joe Buck, the sportscaster, did one for me, Tony Kornheiser, Michael Wilbon from PTI. It was great. I had an FBI profiler on who worked on the Bundy case. That was creepy.
Oh, that's wonderful. So, and you do it's a 30-minute, right? It's just a 30-minute on and done.
Basically, here's the show. When I sat down to figure out what I wanted to do, I wanted to communicate a feeling. When I was a kid, the best night's sleeps I ever had is when I was upstairs and heard my mom and dad and their friends downstairs laughing. Just laughing and talking about life. I don't know why that feeling always comforted me, but it did. So I said, okay, that's what I want to put out into the world. So the show opens with me, my wife, and my two friends. We talk about life and a topic about what connects to the interview. Then we cut to a one-on-one interview I've done with a celebrity, which is 30 minutes. And then like any good group of friends, we talk about them when they leave. So that.
So do we.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it. We talk about it when they leave. Like, how old do you think he really is? He's not that thin. It's just, it's a tight headshot. I've got a big ass. So we talk about them when they leave. And I get to talk to all my friends. And so my Mother's Day show is coming up. And I got Louis Anderson. He's an old friend.
Because he got, what a wonderful human being. Really.
And he, right?
Yeah.
And he got he's absolutely wonderful. Baskets. So that's the Mother's Day show.
The mother for baskets. You got him. And you've got Frank Caliendo coming up also on your podcast.
Yeah. Frank's on this week. And yeah, it's a lot of fun. I got, who else do I got coming up? Lenny Clark from Rescue Me, my pal Lenny. Roy Wood Jr. from The Daily Show is coming up. Who else did it though? Oh, Anthony Edwards did one for me, and I called him Goose the whole time. That was fun.
Now, you will you be, as far as you're doing the stand up again? You've got the podcast right now. Any other? I know you're. I tell you, when you try to track what Adam Ferrara has done in his career, it's difficult because there've been so many things that you've done: the acting, the comedy, everything else. Anything else that's stewing right now? I mean, it's getting back to normal with Hollywood and all that.
We're hoping everything's coming back to normal. I just did an episode of NCIS during quarantine, which was great. You got to get tested for that. So CBS sends me to get tested, right? So I was doing everything. I'm wearing a mask, the whole thing. I go to get tested. You walk in to the testing facility, and there's like, you know, little stalls, and there's guys in hazmat suit. It's like, you know, they're Cher from Silkwood. You know, they're hosing you down. So I turn in. I go and I line up. The guy in a hazmat suit hands me one of those long Q-tips. I go to reach it, and he's like, wait. I'm like, what? He goes, don't get too close. I'm like, oh, gee, okay, fine. So I take the Q-tip, I wipe it in my mouth, I go to hand it back, the guy reaches out, and I went, wait. He's like, what? I go, you don't like it, do you?
You know what's amazing, Mike? The guy in the hazmat suit was Scott Pelley. He's handling all the testing for CBS.
The anchorman doing that at the same time. It's great that they're doing that they're doing the production again.
Yeah.
And did you play the grizzled Italian police officer again?
No, I played the guy they thought did it. So you go into the interrogation room and you get the, you know, that kind of thing. So they take the test, right? So I got to drive home and I got a 4 o'clock call. So, you know, I got a 6 o'clock call, but I got to leave at 4 because I got to get to the studio. So here's the deal. You go home and you wait for the results. They email you and the studio, the results at like 2 a.m. And then if there's nothing detected, the studio emails you a QR code. You put it on your phone. They beep it when you go in the studio and that's what they do. Cool. So I'm driving home. And it's still a test. You know, I'm doing the right thing, but you're worried. Back in my head, I went back to being 16 years old, just knocking on my girlfriend's bathroom door like, is it blue? Is it blue?
Same vibe. Same vibe.
Like, shut up. I'm trying to aim. I'm peeing on a stick. Right? So, I'm terrified. I'm laying in bed, right? Because I'm going to bed early. I got to get up early. And I start feeling warm. I'm like, oh, this is all, it's in my head. I'm doing this to myself. I'm trying to talk myself down, right? And then I'm getting warmer. I'm like, oh, what if I got this thing that I really, maybe the guy gave, because I pissed off the guy in a hazmat suit, maybe he gave me a tainted Q-tip. And this is where my head's going. My dog comes up and jumps on me. Can I give this to the dog? I don't want to infect the dog. My wife gets into bed. I'm like, I got to go sleep in the shed. I can't do this to my family. My wife comes in. She goes, are you warm enough? I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm fine. She's like, I bought a heated mattress pad. I want to make sure. I go, what? You can't cook a brother waiting on results. Are you out of your mind?
Oh, my God. And you were fine. You were fine.
I came in. They said nothing detected. I went, oh, thank you, Jesus. I put the QR code on my phone. And then when you get there, they test you again. Mm. Every morning you get in, they test you. And the same thing continues while you're shooting. I shot for like a week, so the same thing continues.
Oh, that's good. We all want to get back to normalcy. We really want to do that. Listen, Adam, we appreciate you taking the time to come in here and join us this morning. I'm so glad. The idea of coming on this show, which we haven't done, having somebody who gets out there and does great stand-up, and if you've never seen Adam stand-up, go out and see him at the Arlington Cinema and Draft House in the D.C. area and down at the Sandman Comedy Club in Richmond. He's going to be there at the Arlington Cinema and Draft House April April 30th and May 1st. And it's just so exciting to be able to promote a show where people can it's go great. See somebody. I'm so thrilled to be able to do that. And you're the first guy that we have done this for. And I'm excited about that. And continued success. Yeah, do another. I'm just do another car show. As a fan, that's what I say to you. And and talk to Rob. And Jesus, try to get Nathan Lane on the show too. I'd love to talk. Oh my God, Rob would go out of the. I'd let you do that interview. I would give the entire interview to you.
That would be an amazing thing. And we
how
should
many
mention,
times have you seen the producers?
I saw on Broadway twice, and saw them. I bought the movie the day it came out. It's fantastic. Okay. We should mention that all tickets and all information available at adamferrara.com. And you can go there and check out his clips and the whole deal. It's a great website.
You're a good guy, Adam, and continued success to you. And way to keep that Hollywood marriage going. Congratulations on
showbiz.
That's wonderful.
Thank you, brother. You guys be well, be happy, and hopefully we'll laugh in person soon, all right?
Love it.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Adam
Thank
Ferrara,
you.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, Adam.
Give him a nice round of applause. Thank you, Adam. Thanks for joining
us. Class act.
That is, that car show, what a career. I mean, to have a great stand-up comedian, been on all the talk shows. He also did that, I think, one of the best versions of Top Gear I've ever seen.
Yeah.
I love that version because it felt so real. It wasn't just these, like, these icons of cars that you just like, well, are they really like that in real life with Travis and Adam? It was just wonderful.
Wasn't one
like
of the guys a race car driver?
That, Travis Pastrana?
Was a race car
Travis
guy,
Pastrana,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But Adam seemed to be fearless, right?
Oh,
to
yeah,
dive
yeah,
in.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And that's
for sure.
And really great job. So remember, that's, let me see. April 30th, May 1st, he'll be at the Arlington Cinema and Draft House in Arlington, and May 6th, 7th, and 8th at the Sandman Comedy Club in Richmond, Virginia. So check him out down there. That is awesome. We are running behind. Shocker. It's the beginning of the show. We'll get everything started, and we will come back because we have got a story of my wife recovering from a COVID shot.
Oof.
And we have a man recovering from his second COVID shot yesterday, Oscar Santana,
real time,
who's with us. We will do that and discuss the COVID when we come back. You, ladies and gentlemen, are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Going on.
Very, very sad day for all of us on the show as we are losing one of our own. Ladies and gentlemen, Maddie Masiello is heading to New York City. She is following the love of her life, John, who has gotten his first job.
Our baby is going to leave us and we won't have any others.
Not without a miracle.
I'm nervous. I'm going to be sad, I think, when it really sinks in and I leave. Mostly I'm excited, like an a-hole.
Hi, this is Jim Amato.
And Twitch. I'm Mike.
Speaking on behalf of all the listeners in TMOS Nation, we want to say thank you and best of luck to Maddie Masiello.
That's right, Jim. I'm over here now. You've been terrific on the show, and like the guys in the studio, we're all going to miss you. Best of luck, Maddie.
All of America loves you.
Long live the Queen.
Sweet. That's very nice. I like that. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by... Wow.
You're feeding us some music, Mike.
Oops, that's me?
Yeah.
How did I do that?
That's why it's the girl from Ipanema.
Did I wreck the promo?
I muted you during the promo, but I didn't need to.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, sorry about that. God, where the hell did that come from? Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Here's a message from Cornerstone. Mortgage rates fell again last week, suggesting that the market isn't all that concerned about inflation just yet. The 30-year fixed rate mortgage dropped to its lowest level in around 2 months, and mortgage applications surged 10% last week, based on the news. With rates moving daily in the mortgage industry, you need to work with a team that you can trust. And the only one I trust is my friend Mark Livingstone and his team at Cornerstone First Financial. Why, you ask? Well, I've used them twice. That's how much I value them. Even if you're working with another company, use Cornerstone as a sounding board to make sure you're getting the best deal for you and your family. Whether it's a new home purchase or a refinance to take cash out, Cornerstone First is a direct lender and will guarantee to meet or beat any offer. The professionals at Cornerstone First are standing by now, 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. Remember, 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. Call now. Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention from application to closing. That was fun. And it was really fun for me to say, you can see this person coming up this weekend.
Yeah.
Because we haven't had a chance to do that.
Nothing
and now
to promote.
I have to, full disclosure, is that a Is that a Twitch get or a Rob get?
That's a Rob get right there.
That's a Rob get. How about that? That's wonderful.
Rising tide.
What do you think of that, Oscar? That's pretty good, right?
Don't get happy. Don't get happy.
I haven't been happy since 1984.
All right. I know we want to talk about your COVID and how you're feeling.
Yes.
But a lot of people have gotten the reaction. You're having a little one today, right? A little bit of
a reaction.
Oh, I
would say it's a lot of one. But
you got a fever? Are you running a fever?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I got 101 right now.
Oh.
Not DC 101.
Hey, man.
101.
Hey, man.
All I can tell you, Mrs. O'Mara was down for the count all day yesterday into the evening. Oscar and I are such... I like it when Oscar and I text with each other, and we're both monsters. When you called me last evening and I missed your call, were you calling me to tell me that you were having a reaction to the COVID?
So just,
or was it a fever dream?
Just briefly, I was... And in fairness, I thought a lot of these people were like making this all, you know, I'm going to take a day off the next day. Hey, people are having reactions. This is a good day for, you know, call out of work. No big deal. But that's the monster in me. And then yesterday I was on the phone with our friend, our wonderful friend, Reed Galen from the Lincoln Project. And right. He said, hey, I heard you're getting your shot today. Just a heads up. You might want to prepare to feel like a lot worse than you think you're going to feel, and let the guys know that you probably won't make the show. And so I was like, thank you for the advice. Like, very cordial. And I was like, I said, my mom didn't have a reaction, but my dad didn't. Like, I was like, I don't know if it's good. 50-50.
And well, your mom and dad, did they do Moderna or Pfizer?
Moderna, right?
Okay, so you were all three of you Moderna then.
So regardless of that, I was like, I don't know. Maybe my Incan bloodline is going to beat this thing. Who knows? And when I called you, Reed was right, because I started feeling like woozy, you know. And this is 8 p.m. I'm at the office. I was like, why am I feeling woozy? I'm dehydrated. And then throughout the night, you felt what people would tell you. Like, it's like you're achy. You have a fever.
To the arm.
My arm is like a dead arm. It takes a lot of effort to
Carla's
even lift
comment
it right now.
To me this morning was, the arm is in charge. The arm is in charge of your body. She spiked at one point, I want to say last night, maybe about 101.7, which is just starting to get. Look,
the
by the way,
that's
enough. I want to make it real clear. We're telling this. We're not doing this to scare anybody.
No,
so
no.
So what?
You'll
be done by the end of the day.
I want to go full circle. This is no worse than a bad hangover you've had when you were in college, if you drink. That's it's no worse, or when you left Vegas, the casino at 4 a.m. and you're like, oh, that was fun. This is no worse than that, except for you have the peace of mind that you're at the finish line.
Right.
And you know it's working.
And you didn't sleep with someone that you shouldn't have. And you move on with life. And I didn't want to do is call out of the show when I think it's important to share with people, like, it's not that bad. If you can do a program, you can make it through this.
My wife, 24 hours. That's it. 24 hours. She got vaccinated.
I've heard
it's like
to the hour, it's 24 hours.
I don't know if it's to the hour, Rob, but she had the fever when she went to bed. She didn't have one by 10 o'clock last night. She went to bed early. I came in. I snuck in. I believe that she would tell you I was the husband extraordinaire.
I bet.
With the buying her favorite little foods, because she didn't lose her appetite.
She wanted
with
a
all
carne
this.
Asada. I saw that online.
She wanted it. What Carla's favorite go-to, she did this when she was pregnant, was a generic, like the cheapest kind of regular grocery store chocolate ice cream you can get. That's what she
really
likes. And then she likes salt and vinegar potato chips. And I went in, I got, and what's funny is the contradiction with this. When I went to the grocery store, I bought her Style, Shape, Women's Fitness, all those magazines that she likes to. So I'm giving her this incredibly bad food for you, and at the same time giving her these magazines.
I'm surprised you let your subscriptions lapse, Mike.
But it's support, Mike.
Hers.
It's support. You're showing support.
You are. You are.
And I got her two lottery tickets, too. Two $10 scratchers.
And then
that's what I did for
Mike her. And I have a wonderful text exchange. Where this is where you know we really care.
This is the one I wanted to share with you right here. This is
actual verbatim.
All right, all good. I'm a feel. You know how Oscar texts, right?
Yes.
This morning right before
because
8,
Mike texted me, he says I missed.
I said, see, I missed a call from you yesterday. Sorry. He says this morning at just before 8. All good. I'm a feel like I've been thrown in a dumpster. I'm a feeling like I've been thrown in a dumpster. I'm a feel that
Fast
way.
Thumbs.
Yes. From the shot, of course, I'll definitely make it in. It will be funny to describe. I said, Carla, too, fever broke last night, but she's still sleeping at Oscar Eights. Just, this is how I know he's back. Yeah. Sleeping isn't going to pay the bills. There you go. I write him back. You can sleep when you're dead. We're monsters. We commiserate on the monster thing. I'm glad you're feeling better. I'm glad you're recovering.
Yes, I'll make it through this.
I had so I'm taking care of everything. You realize how much other people do when you're wearing two hats in a household. And I went to bed relatively early. Watched a pretty decent movie on Netflix, the one that just broke the Stowaway. That's about that space adventure thing. Really kind of cool. Anna Faris is in it. Not Anna Faris. Who is the lady?
Kendrick. Anna Kendrick.
Anna Kendrick. Oh, okay. Anna Kendrick in a really pretty different kind of space movie. I liked it a lot. Didn't like the ending, but you be the judge.
It's like they ran out of money.
It's like
ran stop. Out of film.
God, I hate it when that happens. So I'm awakened by a nightmare at 2 o'clock in the morning, and the nightmare involved Rob Spiewak, and this is me in the middle of the night. I can't give you the dream in all the details, but it involves Rob setting up a party for his friend Brad, and I am driving Buddy Rich to the party to give his friend Brad this surprise award from the Redskins.
Because I know the Washington football team.
The Washington football team. Rob's friend Brad is a big Washington
it's
football
so
team.
It's so funny
fan.
that this means that Brad lives in your long-term memory.
It's weird.
That's very odd.
And I'm going there, and then Brad meets me out in front, and I've got the award, and I've got Buddy Rich, and somehow Brad gets into the car, and I'm furious at Rob because it wasn't supposed to be that way. And I have Buddy Rich, and I end up yelling at Rob and saying, "You're fired." And I'm so mad at you. And then Rob gets equally mad at me, and he's kicking what appears to be a brick wall to the extent where the wall begins to crumble. And I go out on the street to cool off, and I'm breathing. And I wake up.
Oh my God.
I wake up, and then my anxiety kicks in like supercharged that we were making fun of Rob scattering his uncle's ashes, and it was horrible to do that. And I'm not dripping with sweat. It's not that bad.
Right.
But it was this horrible moment in the middle of the night at like 2 o'clock in the morning. I went to bed at like 10:45, woke up at 2. I was up.
Wow.
I got back to bed at 4 o'clock, got up again at 6. I'm very, very unsettled by this, but it might be the first like dream I've had about you. It was
or Brad. Well, I mean, yeah,
or Brad.
That it didn't horrible. Involve sex.
It was strange.
I think it's the Irish in you. You felt a little guilty for the open of the show yesterday.
You shouldn't, though. I mean, it was no honestly, big deal.
I thought about it for 2 seconds, and I was like, that is hilarious.
Yeah. Well, it was, it's what we do.
It's a slice of life, yeah.
But also, he knows. I mean, I reached out when that happened, and we all did that type of thing. It was just a unsettling moment, and,
How was Buddy Rich in your dream?
Buddy Rich was, I don't think Buddy Rich was even a player that much, except that I love Buddy Rich.
Because he's the one that has the worst temper of all of us.
Well, that one, I think that was my, like, embarrassing, having a guest. This all goes back to the horrible fart guy. I think that's what this is related to, and anxiety. And maybe because we've been guest heavy this week.
And we had a guest.
And we had a guest coming in today. And it was, and Adam Ferrara has been on the show before, and he's wonderful. But, he was describing that when you get somebody on the show. We like Adam. I don't get nervous when Adam Ferrara is coming on the show. But it's, I care. I think that's what it proves to me. I care about everything and everybody surrounding this show, including the listeners. That's what I care about.
Was it a whitewash brick or just a regular brick?
It has to be. It has to be the brick that's behind me.
You know when Rob gets mad at himself? right?
And I don't see that a lot.
You don't see it.
I saw it inside.
And because I saw it, it somehow made it more stressful.
When you have to tell your friend, can you show me some emotion so I know what you're thinking? That's tough. So I don't see a lot of emotion, right?
Right. Right.
Yeah, because he's either mad at himself or he's mad at me, one or the other. But well,
I would think that the brick wall, Mike, would have to look like this brick wall. Because if you associated with me.
We were in some sort of club. And it was almost Annapolis-like, where we went down into a club. It was weird.
That is a weird dream.
Well, I'm on antibiotics, so I mean, who knows? That's it. Nothing. That's why I try to watch my alcohol intake after my month off. Yes, right. Yeah, don't, because really, the last time I was on antibiotics and I had drinks, I was driven home by a waitress in a golf cart. That's how bad it was. Yeah, it was horrible.
That's fine.
That was like 3-4 years.
But everybody's okay.
Everybody's fine. We'll be right back. Hello there. I know it might seem counterintuitive and maybe even silly to take advice from a promo, but I'm something of a famous radio pitchman. So this is something you can believe in. My mother always said that you can trust a man with facial hair. And if you have any confidence at all in the wisdom of a mother, it's time to stare at my drawn-on mustache and heed my words. Do you need a little more laughter in your dark, secluded, lonely life? Sure you do. You need the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. For pennies a day, the Bonus Show will take you from zero to hero. And all the ladies will be digging your scene. Grab it at MikeO'MaraShow.com. You'll be glad you did, and we'll be glad for you. Buy the Bonus Show and make me smile. A big, flashy, fake, insincere smile. You earned it, Pachango. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Chime.
Yes.
Why don't I say it the right way? I went, Chime. Chime.
Chime.
Chime. Chime. Your bank account should work with you, not against you, people. Chime is an award-winning app and debit card with no hidden fees or monthly minimums. After all, you earned your money. You deserve to keep it. Chime has free overdraft on up to $100 in debit purchases with SpotMe. It's like overdraft protection, but better. Chime lets you get your paycheck, benefits, stimulus check, and tax return up to 2 days earlier with direct deposit. No hidden fees or monthly minimums, plus 38,000 fee-free ATMs with MoneyPass and Visa Plus Alliance. And for security, you can turn on alerts to let you know when your card is used and instantly block your card if something seems fishy. Join the millions on Chime. Sign up takes just about 2 minutes, and it doesn't affect your credit score. The website is a snap. I loved it. Apply now at chime.com/TMOS. That's chime.com/TMOS. And now here is the mandatory disclosure, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to try to do it as quickly as I can because I have fun with these, and it's a challenge for me. But it is a legitimate disclaimer that I am supposed to read by law. So, listen, here we go. 1, 2, 3. Chime is a financial technology company. Banking services provided by the Bancorp Company or Stride Bank N.A. Member FDIC. I have to start again. All right. Chime is a financial technology company. Banking services provided by the Bancorp. Chime is a financial technology company. Banking services provided by the Bancorp Bank. That's the tough part. Gotta get ready for that. Chime is a financial technology company. Banking service provided by the Bancorp Bank or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. Eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Overdraft only applies to debit card purchases. Limits start at $20 and maybe... Didn't know it was this long. Hold on. Let me just move my screen down a little bit here.
There you go.
Okay. Sorry. Chime is a financial technology company. Banking services provided by the Bancorp or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. Eligibility requirements. Overdraft... Chime is a financial technology company. Banking services provided by the Bancorp Bank or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. Eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Overdraft only applies to debit card purchases. Limits start at $20 and may be increased up to $100 by Chime. Early direct deposit depends on the payer. Out-of-network cash withdrawal fees apply. Third-party and cash deposit fees may apply. Go to chime.com/TMOS for details. Yes! There we are.
Thank wonderful.
You. Thank you very much.
I love
Thank
it.
You. Yes, that's what I. That's how Worth I would it. Describe it. Absolutely wonderful.
Chime.
I'm sorry. I've John.
John.
Thank you, Rob.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. All right, hold on. Am I turned up? All right, put the thing on, all right? I got to do that.
Yeah.
Right,
oh, that.
The four corners Ooh. Of the World Wide Web.
Right.
And into your digital device.
I get it.
It's what you need to know.
Uh-huh.
This is the homepage.
Yes, it is. Thank you. Last year, Major League Baseball started placing a runner on second base in extra innings as a way to keep games from dragging on forever. I did not even know this. That is how far I have drifted from my favorite sport. My favorite spectator sport for a long time was baseball. I didn't even know they do this. The response was mixed to that, mainly because of the pace of play being as slow as ever, so it didn't make that much of a difference.
And also, Mike, to phase it in, it was the fattest player on the team they put on second.
A weight requirement. The runner on second makes the ending more anticlimactic than exciting. Which I would think, as a baseball fan, I would get that. But this, I am on board with. I think it might work, and I hope they do it with MLB. One of MLB's partner leagues, the Pioneer League. Not sure where that one is. Out west, they'd say. I'm not sure.
They all have coonskin caps.
They'll be replacing extra innings with a head-to-head sudden death home run derby.
Ooh.
So it's kind of like a shootout in the NHL.
I like
all
it.
In. Let's make it. Baseball's got to figure it out. Baseball's got to do this stuff to make it better for the fans. I think if they did this, they'd have people actually tune in hoping it's a tie at the end. Sounds simple. One player from each team will get five pitches, and whoever hits the most homers wins. So they pick their stud. They pick their guy that's hot that night, or somebody who's their home run hitter. And each round, they pick a different hitter. So if they have a tie and you have three dingers or two home runs out of five, you go to the next round. I think it's fantastic. Yes, go ahead.
Do you load? You got to go top heavy, right? You got to. Like, I think that guy's on HGH. You just haven't caught him yet.
Yeah, get him in the derby before they catch him.
Thanks for going back to like 1989. It's unclear who'd be pitching, but it's probably safe to say it would be someone on the batter's own team, like they do when they do the real home run derby. Mm-hmm. I think it's a great idea. Do it, MLB. Fun. I want to come back to you. I really do. Tom Cruise. Thank you. Good night, everybody.
Chime.
Tom Cruise has been doing this whole real life action hero thing a lot longer than you probably realize. In fact, back in 1987, this story comes from one of the worst Tom Cruise, the best and worst Tom Cruise. If you love to hate Tom Cruise, Cocktail, in my opinion, is one where you can just watch him be so Tom Cruise-y.
Cocktails and Dreams.
Didn't Oscar give it 100 on Rotten Tomatoes?
I love it.
I thought you did, yeah.
It saved Elizabeth. He saved Elizabeth Shue's life on the set of Cocktail.
Shoo!
A cinematographer named Bill Bennett was filming some beach scenes from a helicopter. And after every few scenes, the chopper would land, and Tom and Elizabeth could come over and check out the footage. Cocktail. Thank you, Ray. It was that's when they did the island.
Exactly, yeah.
Because they kept landing and taking off, the pilot just left the rotors running while they were on the ground. And one time after viewing the scenes, Elizabeth took off running toward the back of the chopper. Bennett says, quote, "The area at the back of the helicopter where the tail rotor is spinning is deadly. The rotor is invisible when it is spinning, if you walk into it, it will kill you instantly." Even back then, Tom knew this, and he knew his way around aircraft, and he knew Elizabeth was in danger, so he lunged at her legs and tackled her. At first, she was pissed, but when she realized what could have happened, she turned white. He saved her life.
Do you remember in Raiders of the Lost Ark, remember
He gets the guy to go back into the propeller.
It's one of the most effective death scenes ever. It's absolutely.
Guy or girl, they save your life. You got to sleep with them, right?
Yes. Yes. It's the law. And they both had sex with the cinematographer.
I love Elizabeth Shue. I really do. Citizen Kane has been at the top of Rotten Tomatoes with 100% for a while, but now that has suddenly changed. For whatever reason, Rotten Tomatoes dug up an 80-year-old negative review, ended its perfect run. The review was published in the Chicago Tribune back in 1941. The headline said, "It fails to impress." And the excerpt on the site says, quote, "It's interesting. It's different. In fact, it's bizarre enough to become a museum piece. But its sacrifice of simplicity to eccentricity robs it of a distinction and general entertainment value." So it dropped it down to 99%.
Was the Trib a Hearst paper? Because remember, William Randolph Hearst hated the movie because it made fun of him.
You know, you'd have to go back. I would think a big one like that would have been a Hearst publication or have the potential of being
And
that.
As a matter of fact, I think that it was sort of mandated that it had to have negative coverage in all the Hearst papers because he knew it was happening. You know that Rosebud, spoiler alert, is really the climax of the movie is what Rosebud means, was Hearst's nickname for his wife's lady parts. And that's why Wells used it.
And wasn't Mank all about writing that?
Yeah, right? Exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I think it knocked it down when it went to 99% to a tie with Paddington 2. If you're concerned. I'm not kidding you. Crocs just reported their sales were up. This is only in the news because of this statistic. Crocs sales. You know Crocs.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Up 64% in the first 3 months of this year. That big growth came after 2020 when they also had record sales, people choosing comfortable shoes over more attractive ones. Crocs is loving this new popularity, and not just because they're raking in cash. Now tons of other companies want to collaborate with them so that they get some of the 64% increase in sales. Interesting and buzzworthy, Croc mashups will be coming soon.
This is your second story, Mike, about shoe.
Yes, I shoe Elizabeth and Crocs.
Justin Bieber has a Crocs selection. They made these things cool. We used to make fun of people. Now they made them cool.
Yeah,
Justin Bieber's on the cover of GQ this month too. I just thought I'd throw that in there. Yeah,
that's right, that, Maddie.
Yeah,
everything's coming up, Justin.
We're gonna miss that. Those little one hits.
Yeah.
According to the founder of the beauty website Violet Grey, teeth have become the new boob job. What does that mean? Really nice shiny white teeth are more in fashion than ever, so people are dropping big bucks to make their teeth look great. Americans spent, are you ready for this, $9 billion on oral care products last year, and a big reason is all of the video calling where our teeth are now on full display. So that's why they do that.
Yeah.
I would do it if I'm not in that financial zip code to spend that much money, but I would love the Regis Philbin piano keys.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. You
know, instead of these gray stubs that I have right now.
Are you still saving up for the veneers, Mike?
I would love to get Da Vinci veneers.
Right? Yes, also with the mask mandate that, you know, now we've got an update from the CDC, but with that mandate, you could have oral surgery and not make a big deal out of it.
Yeah, people wouldn't know.
That's right.
Just come in and go, hur, hur. And then I have the big Matt Dillon reveal from the Flamingo Kid. Something About Mary.
Something About Mary. Yeah.
That would be very, very cool.
I would like the Flamingo Kid if he had those teeth in it, though. Him and Hector Elizondo both had huge teeth in that movie.
Welcome to the El Flamingo, Jeffrey. Great movie if you've never seen it. Wonderful. You can find it.
Gary Marshall!
And now a little something-something, ladies and gentlemen. The police in Passau, Germany, got a call this week after a woman was jogging through a forest and spotted a grenade on the ground. That's actually a thing in Germany where old World War II weapons still pop up sometimes.
Sure.
But when the bomb squad investigated, they found that the grenade was actually a rubber grenade-shaped adult toy. They knew this because, somebody recognized it as such, and it had a USB power cable next to it.
Mike, not a lot of World War II grenades were powered by USB 2.
Sorry about this next part of the story, though.
That's right.
The bomb squad also found two condoms and an empty tube of lube next to the grenade.
That's got to be so embarrassing on multiple levels.
That is, yeah. Here's the interesting thing. In Germany, the bomb squad is known as the Hubenstupen. Thank you, Rob. That was for you. Because I had a dream about you. I wanted to make you laugh today.
You can take the rest of the show off after that one.
Call him the Hubenstupen.
Hubenstupen!
Hubenstupen. We'll be right back, everybody, with more fun and thrills right here on the mic. Hubenstupen. Get it?
Hey, man. man, is that O'Mara Rock?
Yeah, man.
Well, turn it up, man. K-Tel Records presents 16 original hits inspired by The Mike O'Mara Show in one far-out collection.
It's O'Mara Rock.
This groovy collection covers everything TMOS. There are songs about legendary P1 listeners. Jolie, Jolie.
Hit songs about the TMOS wives.
And songs about all the things TMOS listeners love. Out of sight.
You can get on the TMOS Hit Parade by becoming a TMOS Talking Head.
Send your email to Rob with two B's at MikeOmaraShow.com and include your name and phone number and explain all about your wild, wild life.
Thank you, boys. And by the way, thanks to Twitch and Jim Amato and all the
great.
Good people,
yes,
and Paulie Christine
great.
And those wonderful people that help us out with promos. They are very, very much appreciated. Welcome back to the show. Listen, we've been talking about Oscar's reaction and Carla's reaction. A lot of people are out there. I think it's a good idea to track in with Liquid IV right now because you take care of yourselves. A lot of people have been suggesting that you
things
take
would have
the,
been worse if I didn't pound the Liquid IV yesterday.
Got to do it. Yeah. They have a hydration multiplier plus immune support to help your immune system. Add it to a bottle of water and you are set. It's a cutting-edge blend of vitamin C, zinc, and Wellmune in convenient single-serving packets that help strengthen your immune system. Wellmune is a naturally... Rob's drinking it right now. Wellmune is a naturally sourced beta-glucan that's proven to help strengthen your immune system. We live on Liquid IV at TMOS because it makes us feel great, but primarily it is so delicious. This new product has the awesome tangerine flavor. Their citrus flavors are spectacular.
Yes.
We know that with every purchase, Liquid IV donates a serving of their product to someone in need. Liquid IV has already donated over 4 million servings in response to COVID-19. Products are being donated to hospitals, first responders, food banks, veterans, and active military. The company has donated over 10 million servings globally. Liquid IV, changing you and the world for the better. Get your Liquid IV hydration multiplier plus immune support in bulk at Costco, or you can order it online and get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TMOS at checkout. That's 25% off anything you order when you get better hydration today by using promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. So there it is. I just wanted to make sure. So you are okay? Are you running? When was the last time you checked your
When I walked in.
Go do it now because we have the instant thing. Go check.
Not?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Let's check your fever. See if
Mike, you've
still
not
running,
been here since we've gotten COVID ready here at the Village. And so there is an actual instant read thermometer that you come in and you look at. Almost looks like a mirror. You put
I
your face in it. Yeah.
They have them at my kid's piano. And I've got, I think most people have probably been shot by those things once in a while. That's the way it goes.
I was 97.3 this morning, Mike.
97.3. Did you just what? You did it when you came
every
in.
Every day. I take my temperature when I wake up, when I get here.
99.1.
You're closing in on it. Yeah.
WHFS.
You're coming back down.
Oh, you got the weasel temperature.
99.1 El Sol. Bueno. Are they still, by the way, with radio stations changing format, what is 99.1 now?
They're Bloomberg Financial News now.
Yeah.
That's radio. So sad.
Radio.
But it's a simulcast of the television show.
All right.
So not
very
really
exciting.
A station.
Rob, are you prepared to do your top 10?
Because I am, as a matter of fact. Yeah.
We've all done our top 10 lists, and mine was the prettiest. And Rob, you've got what? Something musical? Is that
I
what
do
you're
have something
to do?
Musical, but actually, I have a choice for you. We can go either way. I have my top 10 male singers, excluding the Beatles and the Rat Pack. And I also have my top 10 favorite SNL cast members.
Go ahead.
I want to learn about the Rat Pack. I don't know enough about them.
The Rat Pack.
The male singers.
Yeah, okay. Well, we can go with that. Okay. And
I don't know.
You don't like that?
Well, wait a minute. I was hoping maybe Saturday Night Live characters.
Okay. Well, tell you what. Let's do Saturday Night Live, and then later.
No, let's do his. He was first if he wanted, but he doesn't care.
That's the thing.
I care more.
I don't know who they are, so I can look them up. You guys can talk about them.
Singers? Okay, I'll give them to you right now. I don't even need his list.
Okay, what do you got?
Tell me if I'm right. You got Frank Sinatra.
No, because no Rat Pack and no Beatles on this list. That's why I made it a little more challenging.
Oh, you said that. I wasn't listening. I was thinking.
Yeah, and Oscar doesn't care.
Male singers. Individual male singers.
Mm-hmm.
Of all time.
Rick Astley.
Number one. I'm never going to give him up.
Okay. All right. Do your singers.
All right.
Because if it's not Beatles and not old people, or dead people.
To be fair, there are a couple dead people on here, but not all.
Elvis is on there because it's Elvis.
Well, you know what? That did not put Elvis either because I thought that would be too obvious.
Look at this.
Because I wanted to keep it, you know, I guess a little unexpected. At number 10, I've always really loved the voice of Al Jarreau. And I think his records are amazing. I think he's a great crossover jazz singer and pop singer.
You're playing a song that I actually... This was not like a mega hit, was
it?
No,
not a big one.
But listen to this intro, everybody. I was a young DJ playing this.
Oh, wow.
81 WYRE Annapolis, your AccuWeather and Tide timetable are brought to you by your official Chesapeake Bay Yacht Club's Association station. Hey, this is a little funky tune right now that I added from Warner Brothers Records. Please enjoy the song stylings of Mr. Al Jarreau.
I can't be.
Nailed it.
That was awesome.
And I did that with the delay, too.
Yeah, you got it.
But I like Al Jarreau.
I like Al Jarreau a lot. He had a couple good hits. He had the theme to Moonlighting, which I think is one of the greatest TV themes ever, and a really pleasing voice.
I'm not prepared to bust your chops on this. I think that's good. Right. I'm with you on that. That's very nice.
At number 9, I go with one of my favorite rock voices, and you go with one of his classic. I mean, you can't beat Mick Jagger as a rock singer because of his range.
We can move on.
But the thing I want to say is you think of Satisfaction. That's 60 years ago. But here's one from this is from 2 years ago. And he's old man, and he can still sing blues. He can still sing rock. The reason Mick Jagger is the greatest.
Some say you will. Some say you won't.
I agree with you. I'm not prepared. So far... You're doing okay. You're rolling your eyes a little bit, Oz.
Maybe it's because my parents would just expose me to Latin music, like Juan Gabriel and Julio Iglesias.
Sure.
Tito Puente. That I never got the love for the Rolling Stones. Like, I never understood the Rolling Stones, and I know who they are.
World's greatest rock band.
There's a popular school of thought. There are people that say the Stones might be a little overrated.
Well, you know what they are? They're great businessmen, too. And that helps
them.
They've stayed in the forefront for a long time. But you can't argue with the number of hits. This next one recently passed, I'd say in the last 2 or 3 years. But when you get to his first album, his for rock vocals, Eddie Money is a great singer. And I know his voice fell apart towards the end.
The Money Man?
The Money Man, Eddie Money. And he did not market himself well. But if you listen to these vocals on the first album, good stuff.
We had him on the show when he had his.
That's very.
Show.
Your list is really weird. It's different. I'm not going to give you a hard time. Rob is different.
I'm different. Yes.
I would never in a million years pick out Eddie Money.
And I also I always think it's very cool that even though he's uncredited, he sang backup on "I'm All Right" with Kenny Loggins.
This is cool.
I think this is where the hook comes here, where he sings the answer vocal to Kenny Loggins. He always hated Kenny Loggins for not giving him credit or money. Here's Eddie Money. So that backup vocal is Eddie Money. So I like Eddie Money's voice. I think he's great. Now we go a little old school for number 7 here. Jackie Wilson. Soul singer and known primarily for his stage work. They called him Mr. Excitement, but his voice was incredible, and his pitch was very noticeable.
My heart is crying.
All right. Like that.
Not at all.
No.
Okay.
All right. When you talk about a guy that could cross over from standards to rock and roll, the first guy to do it, probably the best guy to do it, and a man who Mike O'Mara has covered. Bobby Darin's voice, hard to argue with.
The shark bait.
Now you're getting into this is Rob's stuff.
And it
right
shows
here.
But the thing is,
stop! No, stop! I don't want to spam risk.
Bobby Darin's on the phone. But you know he did songs that sounded like standards. But then also, he for the teenagers too.
Splish splash, I was taking a bath.
So he had range, and I appreciate that.
All right,
okay. Now the next one is a voice that I love, have loved for a long time, and he gets credit for his voice not changing for 60 years, and that's Stevie Wonder. And
go to.
No, you're not going to get any argument from me.
It's strikingly.
Why are you? You're making weird facial expressions, Oscar, while we're playing this. This is a legend.
He's a legend. And I'm not dogging Rob. I wanted to hear this, and I think it's an interesting list. It's easy. These are just obvious, right? Eddie Money was not obvious. thought that was compelling.
Neither was Jackie Wilson, I don't think. You know?
Yeah, well, what's obvious is that Oscar's struggling to find fault with the list.
I think that if you're going to go quirky, then and off the beaten path, you just do the top 10 off the beaten path guys.
But if you talk about the greatest singers of all time, I don't think Stevie comes on the list. He's regarded as a performer, a writer, someone who is a remarkable musician. But I'm talking about his voice.
Rob, what's the song where it's like, people keep on...
Oh, that's Higher Ground. Higher Ground. Oh. Yeah, that's a rocker right there.
Did he do that when you went to see him in concert?
No, he did not do Higher Ground because he performed the Songs of the Key of Life album. Oh, he performed the entire album. Gotcha. He did a couple of single hits in the encore, but he did not do that. Okay. This next one, I think for modern music, this is a guy that anytime he is on the radio, I always cock my head because his voice has just that something, and that's Bruno Mars. Bruno Mars.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Yep, absolutely. I don't disagree.
I mean, he can sound like a soul singer, too, but like the first time I heard this, I said, why have I never heard this Sting song? Because this sounds like the Police. Yeah.
You know, having a desire, which I've never had in my life, to go see a concert now that we're coming out of COVID,
yeah,
this would be somebody that would be at the top of my list.
And a showman, too. An absolute showman. I think he's
By the way, do you think that there would be a lot of old farts like me that would go see Bruno Mars?
Yeah.
I'm asking an honest question.
No, I do. I do. I think you'd be about a quarter of the audience. No. 25% fart.
They'd be in the back waiting for their kids, but still cool to go to.
Okay, very good. Still cool to do it?
All yeah.
Right, very good. Who's next?
All right, we had Stevie, who was a Motown artist, but I go now to the greatest voice that Motown ever gave us. So good that I think he could have been a star in the era of the Great American Songbook. He is that good, and that is, of course, Marvin Gaye.
Ooh, I bet you're wondering how I knew.
This is his isolated vocals.
About your plans to make me blue. With some other guy you knew before. Between the two of us guys, you know I love you more.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Isolated
it
track.
Took me by surprise, I must say. When I found out yesterday. Don't you know that I heard it through the grapevine? Not much longer.
No instruments, no auto-tune.
Wow. That is
just a man singing.
You've played a lot of isolated tracks. That might be my all-time favorite as well.
I have two favorites, this one and the Rolling Stones. I can't think of the name of it right now. The one he sings with Mary Clayton. But it's... This is...
Can't not, always get what you want?
No, but this one
it's
has...
It's just a shot away.
That's the one, just a shot away. This has such soul to it, it's amazing to me.
Okay.
So, now... The oldest offering on the list, and I play this because...
Where are you on the list?
We're at number two now. We're at number two now.
Number two.
Okay, very good.
Is Bing Crosby. Because his voice...
We don't need to...
But I know, this just... To hear his effortless... the way he does this, he doesn't even have to try. So when he does try, his voice is amazingly rich. Now, see, that's like 60s Bing.
Had his own ice cream.
Kiss me once, then kiss me twice.
Can't line up with you.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah. It's beat his kids, right?
Beat the hell out of his kids.
Okay, let's move. And now let me give you a timpani for this, ladies and gentlemen. I'm glad you like Bing. I'm glad you like Bing.
And I think that he set the table for a lot of modern singers. But at number one, I go with, I say, the greatest voice in soul music ever. Otis Redding. Now, this is my favorite upbeat Otis record. You remember this? It's actually, they used this when the Blues Brothers drove through the shopping mall. This is the song that the Blues Brothers band played an instrumental version of, but it's called I Can't Turn You Loose. This is great upbeat soul, and the man's voice is dead on.
I can't turn you loose if I do.
Sitting on the dock of the bay, Otis Redding?
Yes, and that's what I'm going to close with, because that's the two sides of the coin. You got the soul singer, and then you have this amazing balladeer. That this is again soul music, but you'll never find any ballad as lovely and plaintive as this. This is my favorite.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting in the evening car.
I mean, I'm not gonna look. I like your list. I like your list. It wouldn't be my list.
No.
Yeah, but it's perfect for Rob, and some of these songs are just, and these singers are, I mean, they're, you know, really
with,
fantastic.
With all the hate in his heart, I'm delighted that he's so incredibly soulful.
I grew up in a very soulful household. My dad,
very nice.
My dad introduced me to a lot of great music, and probably the only guy at the age of five knew the Joe Tex song, Skinny Legs and All.
I thought your dad left when you were three.
No. He stuck around well until my third grade year.
That's it.
And he took the Joe Tex records.
Let's give our boy a round of applause on his
list. Well done. Love it.
Thank you.
Might
be a new leaf. My dream might have changed the way I feel about our big-headed Todd over here. You know what I mean?
Hey, you can call me anything you want, but do not call me Todd.
Sorry about Todd.
Do not call me Todd.
Thank you very much. Good list. And then at some point, we'll get the Saturday. Maybe we'll compare notes on the Saturday Night Live character.
I'd love that. I'd like that.
Yeah, that would be interesting.
It came very easy to me. I'd be curious where you go with that. So that's nice.
I like your list. I like your music list. My favorite one on that list would be Stevie Wonder. I think Stevie Wonder, based on his range, absolutely fantastic. Mm-hmm. I will not be using a music top 10 list, but you will be giving us the digital dumpster
when we
return.
Yes, it's coming up.
Right here. Another day that we didn't get to the mailbag. Sorry, it's been too busy a show. We'll be right back, everybody.
All right. It's me, Matthew McConaughey. What's up? I'm just chilling, having a cold one, and getting ready to run for governor of Texas. I live in Austin. All right.
He's going
to
win.
I know that everything this dude needs for a great campaign is available at the TMOS Shopping Center. Flags, bunting, yard signs, buttons, also bongos, shell necklaces, body oils, water pies, but no shirts. All right. So don't forget to shop Target and Walmart at MikeOMaraShow.com. Come in the booth. Vote Matt. It's where it's at. I'll run the state smoother than a Texas drawbridge. And if you want to know my platform, I am remarkably centrist because you don't want your government to be all right.
Thanks, man.
That's a pun.
Appreciate that. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Here's a fact. The average American consumes around 17 teaspoons of added sugars each day. So, if what you put in your body today is the foundation for the you of tomorrow, start cutting out unnecessary sugars from your diet. I got to tell you, folks, I think that's the scourge.
Yeah.
I think that's the that's the key to the whole thing. HVMN is obsessed with helping you reach those goals through modern nutrition, powering your metabolism with less sugar and more ketones. Modern nutrition for modern lifestyles. HVMN is nutrition. It's a nutrition company that takes the mystery out of counting macros. They're results-driven. Modern nutrition for modern lifestyles with less sugar than the competitors. I will tell you this. I've felt this way for a very, very long time, as far as me personally. I'm telling you how I react to sugar. I think it's I think it does so many strange things
villain.
To you. It really is the villain. Whether you're just curious about keto, want to improve performance, lose weight, or boost brain and body wellness, HVMN has a non-intimidating solution for you, and it tastes great. HVMN offers single items like MCT oil, keto food bars, and keto collagen powder, or you can grab a kit that includes all the essentials at an everyday discount. Right now, HVMN is offering our listeners an additional 10% off their first order when you go to HVMN.com/TMOS. Embrace healthy living today. Go to HVMN.com. I'm sorry, that's .com/TMOS for 10% off your first order. That's HVMN.com/TMOS for 10% off. And thank you to them. New sponsor for the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you.
And by the way, it's HVMN.com/TMOS.
Mm-hmm.
On the copy, it was written at the very last line.
Mm.
You look at it, Rob. HVMN.com/.
Maddie, you picked a good week to stay.
Sorry. I just had to share that with you.
It happens.
Right there at the end. And,
sorry.
We've been working to you like a, you know, a stevedore here. Let's open up
the dumpster
and see what we got.
Do spin that wheel. And Francis says it's time to go. More good news this week, Mike. Pfizer says that by the end of the year, they will have a pill, just a simple oral pill, that will help treat COVID symptoms in your home. They are wow. Fast-tracking a pill to treat the symptoms.
This is not the vaccine. This is treating the disease.
Right. And the CEO of Pfizer, his name is Albert Bourla, was very excited to come and tell us all about it.
It is accurate that we are working on the virus. One, it is injectable, and the other one, as you,
you know,
said,
you big bonehead. Hold on a second. What? You can't. You're not allowed to laugh at this guy.
No, I'm not.
Just because he's got a German accent, you are, or a Swiss accent, you are giggling. This is a man that is literally going to save lives.
I'm bringing good news,
buddy. He talked. Look at him.
I'm bringing good news. I'm bringing good news to you.
Particularly, the attention is on the oral of the world and of us, because provides several advantages, and one of them is that you don't need to go to the hospital to get the treatment, which is the case with all the injectables so far. That could be a game changer. So, all good news. We are now progressing the studies. If all goes well and we implement the same speed that we did so far, and we are, I hope by the end of the year.
I would think that would be a more effective announcement if they had gotten a spokesman like Arnold Schwarzenegger to do it, but the very cocky Arnold.
Or General Burkhardt.
Mrs. Burkhardt took the pill and had a sandwich in the car.
All right, there you go.
Thank you.
Gave you what you wanted. There it is.
Now, don't be bad. There's evidence of bad behavior everywhere, and you don't want to be the bad person. Like the couple that was found in England in the park where kids were playing, having sex.
Oh, dear.
And you
oh,
don't want to be this couple.
Oh,
and Mike, and what have we always said about shows like Real Sex 35, or even when we broadcast live from a nudist colony?
They're gross.
The people that are naked are people you don't want to see naked.
They're gross. They're horny. They're too horny, and they're gross.
But
disgusting bodies that I don't want to see.
The mother was not too shy to approach them and tell them to cut it out.
Excuse me. There's kids over there.
Yeah.
And you're having sex.
I know, that's fine.
Well, you think that's all right?
No, we don't.
So why are you doing it?
We have done wrong.
My child is 7 years old. Right. My child is in the park and my nieces are. Like, have some respect.
Yeah, have some respect.
But they did get Adele's autograph after that. So it was... It was really
and she had a sandwich in the car.
There we are.
Mike, do you know a guy named Bill Dance?
No, I've never had the pleasure.
Bill Dance is the world's leading bass fisherman.
Mm. Oh, and, I like bass fishing.
And he
bass
has a lot of fans for his television shows. And even one fan who is a country singer that wrote a song called Bill Dance.
All right. Are the initials LB?
I don't know.
Bill Dance is about one of my fishing heroes, Bill Dance, and it tells,
he's the real deal, Rob.
Love bass fishing, watching Bill Dance every Saturday and Sunday on all of the TV stations that he was on. He inspired me to be a great fisherman, and I'm so happy for him to hear this song, and I'm so proud of this one.
I'm so glad that Luke Bryan is a great fisherman. Ass.
No, he's not an ass.
He is.
He just won Entertainer of the Year.
Then why doesn't he entertain me?
Okay, because you're not in that demographic.
It's been like a 5-year slow burn of your hate.
You're too soulful to like the country music.
I think you're right. But you know what? I bet Bill Dance is a good guy.
I bet Bill Dance is a great guy. I love fishing shows.
He's 80 now.
I would love to have a fishing guy. I'd like to go out with a fishing guy.
I always think they look staged.
What's that?
They look staged.
Like they put them in a tank, or they keep them on the hook, and then they go boom like that. I guarantee you that's happened.
There's a scuba guy under the boat.
No, you just sit there and you have the fish on a hook. You get the camera shot, and then you do your thing. A 1,000,000% that happened.
Yeah. Even wicked tuna, which I'll buy into, take some time to catch one of those big guys.
I wouldn't put it past him. You know, there they make those reality shows.
There is a trailing boat with like 4 or 5 of these carcasses that they will throw down there.
Okay, well, fish don't have carcasses.
This is
really
all alleged. No, well, tuna.
Oh, tuna
the
carcasses.
The tuna are huge.
They are big.
No, you don't even have to do it that way. You don't have to be that elaborate. What you do is you hook a fish, you get the camera shot, and then you do another, there we go, I've got it.
Yeah.
While it's still on the line. That's all you have to do.
Yeah.
I guarantee they've done that.
And also, I've become painfully aware that I've been watching Swamp People. The insert shots on Swamp People are horrible. Because it's
really?
It's like the Chudum Elizabeth, and she gets the rifle, and then all of a sudden, it's a steady cam on her rifle. And we're supposed to believe that that's happening in the heat of battle with an 8-foot gator. Not happening, Elizabeth.
And you saw a gator right on your airboat.
Yes, I did. It nearly made me lose my... I nearly made when he moved. Because they got the airboat. The airboat went like within 3 feet of him on my side, and they're just sitting there like a log. And it's amazing to see because they're like dinosaurs. They don't look up.
And when they move,
he
this gator went and dived into the water, and I literally left my seat in the airboat like that. And I said to the captain, I said, oh, so they do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because they move wicked fast.
Only way they get prey, and it's the only way people get messed up on shore, is because they have that short jumping ability. Mm. And they can swim very fast underwater. But on land, they explode. They have that explosive 10 feet that you have to be very
careful
about.
It was nutty. All right, so let's close with this, Mike. Not too far from us on the Eastern Shore is a town called Chincoteague. And they are famous for, there's an island where horses. They're wild. And these ponies will swim inland once a year, and it's a big deal. But for the second year in a row, COVID has canceled it.
Chincoteague Island in Virginia has canceled its annual pony swim for the second year in a row due to the coronavirus pandemic. They checked all the participants for symptoms, and one of them was a little horse.
That's your digital dumpster.
That's the one. You're going with old Seth, huh? On that one. There you go.
That's right, classic.
We worked you to death today, so I get it.
No, that's good stuff.
Our thanks to Mr. Adam Ferrara. He was very generous with his time, and Adam will be appearing April 30th and May 1st at the Arlington Cinema and Draft House in Arlington, Virginia, and May 6th, 7th, and 8th at the Sandman. Mr. Sandman. The Sandman Comedy Club in Richmond, Virginia. If you want to see solid stand-up, he's one of the best in the business. Go check out Adam Ferrara. That's it. We got to get out of here. For Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara saying so long. Feel better, Oscar.
Yeah, thank
Oscar.
You. Thank you, guys.
Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
She wants a D, and she's going to get one.
It ain't over till it's over.
Oh, good for you.
All you people want is more, 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 more. Leave Britney Spears alone right now.